Hello everyone, today we are going to look at how to do disaster recovery of a three-tier SharePoint farm to Azure. Let us first look at the setup. On-premises, the virtual machines are running on a VMware setup. Azure virtual machines are running in a virtual network that is connected to on-premises with an express route. There is a domain controller running on-premises and another one is running in Azure that is part of the same domain. SQL Always On has been set up on the back end of the SharePoint farm. There are two nodes running on-premises providing high availability, and there is another node running in Azure for disaster recovery. There are two application tier virtual machines with a load balancer in front of them, and there are another two web tier virtual machines with another load balancer. All of these four virtual machines are getting replicated to Azure using Azure Site Recovery. Now let me go to one of these virtual machines to select an availability set for it. I will go to Compute and Network Settings of the virtual machine to select an availability set. Note that the resource group of the virtual machine and the resource group of the availability set has to be the same. Therefore, here we only see the availability set in the resource group selected for this virtual machine. I will save this setting and then do the same thing for rest of the virtual machines. I've already created a recovery plan with these four virtual machines. The app tier virtual machines are in group 1 because I want them to fail over before the web tier virtual machines, and the web tier virtual machines are in group 2. To fail over SQL Always On availability groups and to add a load balancer on the failover virtual machines, we'll use automation runbooks. The most popular automation runbooks used with Azure Site Recovery are available as a package that can be easily imported. A link to import these runbooks is available in the Site Recovery documentation. We'll go here and click on this button to import these runbooks. I will provide name of the automation account and its resource group to import the runbook. And then I will click on purchase. I will now add the script to fail over the SQL Always On availability groups as a pre-action to group 1. These were imported in this automation account, and note that there are some other most popular scripts also available in this automation account. I will also add a script to add load balancers after group 1 and group 2. Once this is done, I will save the recovery plan. Once I have added the runbooks in the recovery plan, I need to create a variable to pass the required parameters to the scripts. Let me explain you how this parameter is constructed. Now here, I need to pass the names and the resource group of the virtual machine where my test SQL server is running. I also need to pass the name and the resource group of the virtual machine where the production SQL server is running. Based on this, script will utilize this virtual machine into test failover and another virtual machine when you are doing a failover. I also need to pass the name of the availability groups which need to be failed over into the Azure virtual machine. In this SharePoint farm, I have an availability group for the configuration databases of the SharePoint and another availability group for the content databases of the SharePoint. I also need to pass the name and the source group of all the load balancer which I want to add to the failing over virtual machine. I need to pass the virtual machine ID, and for each of those, I need to pass the pair of resource group as well as the load balancer name. Now, let me show you where to take this ID from. Open the virtual machine and then go to the properties and use the source VM ID to be passed as the parameter. Now go to the PowerShell window to create this automation variable. Now the recovery plan is ready for a failover. We'll test it out using a test failover. Now that the test failover is complete, we'll validate whether the failed over virtual machine has a load balancer attached to it. We'll go to the network interface and then its properties, and we see that a load balancer that we provided as an input has been attached. Let us go to the backend pool of this, and we see that both app tier virtual machines have been added to this load balancer. So in this video, we demonstrated that with a single click, we can fail over a complex application in a completely automated way.